Hey, friends. Welcome to the Lens of Faith podcast.
Hey, friends. If you are living and breathing, you know that we are in a spiritual battle. From our media to our entertainment to our education system, I mean, the devil has infiltrated every area of culture, and it's getting darker and darker, crazier and crazier. Things are happening that are just not even logical. It's because it's not. It's demonic. We really have to be on guard every day because the enemy doesn't sleep. The Bible tells us over and over, not only is he the father of lies, but the reason that he exists is to steal, kill, and destroy. He's after our life. We have to be on guard. There are so many people that would tell you that they're Christians, that they love Jesus. They might even go to church regularly, but they also battle anxiety, depression, doubt. They're walking in compromise. There's no godly fruit in their life. And it's because they have given the enemy, the devil, access to their lives, knowingly or unknowingly. There's many ways that you can give the devil access. Unforgiveness is at the top of the list, but also the movies that you watch, the music you listen to, the company you keep, the thoughts that you have, the words that come out of your mouth, pride, anger, your attitude. If these things go unchecked, then you're not immune to the enemy's attacks. The enemy is here to steal, kill, and destroy. We have to be on guard and to put the armor of God on every single day. Not just put the armor of God on every day, but to keep it on, to sleep with it on, to keep our swords sharpened so we can stand against the attempts of the enemy. I wanted to hop on here today and share the spiritual warfare prayer that has really encouraged me. I feel a spiritual shift when I pray this. I'm going to read it to you today so we can pray it together, but I'm also going to put it on my blog so you can hop on where you can read it, pray it, share it. It's such an important prayer. I've had people reach out to me and say, wow, this prayer has really changed my family, my loved ones, and my circumstances. We have to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. We have to walk in our God-given authority, and we have to know who we are in Christ. So pray this prayer with me. As your servant, O God, I confess my continued allegiance and surrender myself completely in every area of my life. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus for our protection. I stand against all the workings of Satan and his demons that would hinder me or any family member. I place upon myself with thanksgiving the armor you have provided, the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. And I take up the sword of the Spirit. By faith and dependence upon you, I put off all fleshly works of the old man, and I stand in the victory of the cross, where Jesus provided cleansing from the old man and has provided a way for me to live above sin. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks that I'm seated in the heavenlies, and I recognize by faith that all wicked, demonic spirits and Satan himself are under my feet and are subject to me in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds, to casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, in my life today, I will tear down the strongholds of Satan and smash his plans that have been formed against me. I tear down the strongholds of Satan against my mind, and I surrender my mind to the Holy Spirit. I affirm that my Heavenly Father did not give me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I break and smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my emotions today, and I give my emotions to you. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my will today, and I give my will to you. And I choose to make the right decisions of faith and obedience. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my body, and I declare that no disease, germ, bacteria, virus, or illness of any kind can live on or in this body. I give my body to you, Father, recognizing that I am your temple. I rejoice in your mercy and goodness. All works of the enemy that are contrary to or would hinder the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose in my life are broken. I am liberated from all generational, spoken, or satanic curses. I sever them by the sword, the word of God, the spirit, and the blood. I am free from any and all demonic influences that negatively affect me physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or by any other means. Neither Satan nor his fallen angels have any right to my finances, and all the wealth of the wicked come to me now. I command Satan to cough it up, spit it out, and let it go. Satan cannot cause confusion nor interfere with my hearing the voice of God regarding my daily ministry assignment and calling on my life. The wisdom of God directs my life and cannot be twisted or perverted in any way. I will stand in victory against all attacks of the enemy and will destroy all attempts to deceive me, to ambush me, or to interfere with my assigned ministry and call on my life. Through prayer, worship, and obedience to God, I will continue to defeat Satan and his unclean spirits. In the name of Jesus, I repent of, bind up, rebuke, cast out, nullify, and forbid off myself, my wife or husband, my family, my friends, my church, and my community, the following demonic spirits: the spirit of poverty, religious and Pharisaical spirits, mindsets of lack, worry and fear, spirits of witchcraft and control, selfishness, spirits of lust and sexual immorality, pride, fear, and timidity, self-righteousness, spirits of apathy and lukewarmness, negative thoughts and ideas, rebellion, depression, compromise with the world, intimidation, discouragement, accusation, self-gratification, spirits of death and suicide, and all spirits associated with mental, emotional, or physical illness. I pull down every generational curse, all hexes and word curses. I call all my relationships into godly order. I decree and declare my life is under and in the order of God Almighty. Father, I pray that now and through this day, you would strengthen and enlighten me, show me the ways Satan is hindering and tempting and lying and distorting the truth of my life. Enable me to be aggressive mentally, to think about and practice your word, and give you your rightful place in my life. I pray that the Holy Spirit would bring all the work of the crucifixion, all the work of the resurrection, all the work of the glorification, and all the work of Pentecost into my life today. In Jesus' name, this life you have given me is yours completely. My God is Jehovah, and he is the God who saves, heals, and delivers. Therefore, I refuse to be discouraged, to worry, or to speak negatively. You are the God of hope. Teach me to speak blessings and not curses. You have proven your power by resurrecting Jesus from the dead, and I claim in every way this power and victory over all satanic forces in my life. I pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. I seal this prayer by the blood of the Lamb. Friends, I encourage you to pray this prayer every day for 30 days and watch your circumstances change.
Make sure to subscribe to get all the blog and podcast updates at leahmariecarson.com,
on YouTube at Leah Marie Carson,
follow on Instagram at Lens of Faith, and be sure to subscribe to the Lens of Faith podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google. Remember, friends, life becomes clearer when you focus through the lens of faith. Talk to you soon.